Hey, Twitch, we're back. It's Real Life Sci-Fi. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
I'm Aaron.
Whoa.
I got caught off guard.
Alien in the throat. What? Did you go into that?
No. Just like in general, like I got caught off guard. I didn't realize we started the intro.
Yeah, it was playing and now we're back. So thanks for watching. Patreon.com/Real Life Sci-Fi. Join us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Real Life Sci-Fi. Mostly we're on shrubhomevideo.com on Sundays at 7 Pacific. Yeah, what's the ocean called that's on the East Coast?
Atlantic?
Yeah, why do I want to call it the Eastern Ocean? Is that a synonym?
I think that we talked about this before.
Did we?
And it is... I thought it was called the Eastern Sea.
Did they call it the Eastern Seaboard?
We talked about this?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. From the recently wrapped Jake Steed Hates His Mom, it's actor Christine Cabana.
Woo!
How's it going?
I'm good.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you for being here.
How into... This is a... I forgot the intro. The intro is... this is a podcast about... contemporary energy. Mythology and what's the other
paranormal?
Paranormal.
We also had a new subscriber.
Very witty.
Yeah, well, that was like a dollar one.
Was it?
Yeah, but cheers, thank you. Oh,
it's like a dollar one.
Okay, my bad. Sorry. Just totally screwed up the whole.
So anyway, this is a kind of paranormal podcast. How into that world are you? Do you get into conspiracy theories? Do you like go down rabbit holes or anything?
I go through rabbit holes. Yeah.
Oh God.
Oh yes, I do.
Like what? What's like a good one that you've been down?
UFOs, paranormal. I mean, I've had experiences with paranormal.
You've had experiences. Okay. Well, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself because we do something here called the sob scale. Let's just start with that because then I can mine some answers.
Are you a skeptic? Are you a believer?
Someone burp that baby.
Sob scale stands for skeptic or believer. It's a 5-question quiz. At the end, I will give you a score. Don't worry about the score. But if you're more of a 5, you're more of a believer. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a skeptic. But just answer the questions truthfully. You're not under oath. But just, you know, feel free to elaborate on your answers. Do whatever. First question, 3-parter. Oh, first of all, are you ready to be weighed on the sob scale?
Sure.
Okay. First question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Yeah, I think so.
All of it?
All of it.
So you're watching UFO videos. Now they've changed it to UAP or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think those are? You think UFOs. They're aliens?
Yes, I do. I mean, it's hard to think. For me, anyway, I just find it very difficult to believe that we are the only life form in
sure
universe.
Yeah,
so it starts with that, and plus I've read books by Bud Hopkins about visitations, etc., etc. So
ooh, good book.
Yeah.
Bud Hopkins, good.
That means so, nothing to me. That means something to you guys.
Yeah.
Bud Hopkins. Bud Hopkins, is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why'd you just stare at me like I'm a freak?
I don't know, Wade. What do you want? Yes, it's a book. It's good. He's got good books.
Yeah. And what is it? It's aliens and shit?
Yeah.
About abductions, abductees.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
A lot of stories.
Like the history ones? The ones I've heard of because I've been on the show for so long?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the old couple in Oklahoma or whatever?
The Hills.
The Hills.
Benny and Barney.
Yeah. So you know all about that stuff?
Some. Not okay. all.
What do you think an alien is? What do you think they look like?
I think, because I have no proof, I think there's varied forms, just like, you know, there are the ones that, the grays, which are the more popular ones, and then they're the ones that kind of look like Fabio, which I'm kind of confused about.
The Fabio is
Nordic?
Nords?
Yeah, they're hot.
Those are the funniest ones.
Do they all live in Sweden?
We've been here longer than you.
Yeah.
Okay, so you mentioned, well, second question, do you believe in ghosts?
Yeah.
Okay, and you said you had a paranormal experience. Do you have a ghost story?
There's several.
Several?
Pick your favorite. Pick your favorite one.
Favorite.
Pick the favorite, and then give us the Reader's Digest version.
Okay, well, when my mom passed away, I wanted proof that there was maybe, you know, if there was life after death, I wanted proof because it would help me deal with death.
Sure.
So I didn't tell anybody about it. I just spoke to the ether. And then months later, a friend and I were walking through my neighborhood in Silver Lake, and it was nighttime. And, you know, I felt like, well, I saw a light flash. It was like a photographer's light bulb. And then I felt like I walked into, I guess it was like a magnetic field of some kind. There was a lot of static. And my hair just stood up, and it felt like... And then I was overcome with this feeling of love. And I didn't tell my friend about it because I didn't want to freak her out. I just said, I think it's time. We should just walk home. And she said, you mean that flash of light? And that, and she went like this and all her hair was standing up. And she's like, oh, and that feeling of love. And it lasted for 45 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, fuck. That was my proof.
Can you describe love? The feeling of love.
Yeah, Wade's never felt it.
I've never felt it. I desperately want to know what it feels like. I think maybe I felt it once in a dream.
Was it also school? Was there school involved too?
No, there was no school in that one. I was just in love.
You were just in love. Oh,
it was great.
Dream love.
Is it just warm? How is it?
It's unconditional. It was weird. It was just like I'm enveloped in a womb of just like unconditional love. Oh. And I can't explain it. My friend started crying because she felt the same thing. And she's like, I don't even know your mother. Why am I feeling this? Yeah.
Where were you?
I was in Silver Lake. Just walking around the neighborhood, nighttime.
Oh, crazy. She just like walked through weed.
45 minutes.
Bees?
Weed. That's... Just like weed smoke. Someone's just like, whew.
Oh, yeah. You got a contact high.
Silver Lake, you just got contact high. That
was it. Silver Lake's where all the bros are.
Probably.
Do you have a. Is there another ghost story? Did you. Wait, I'm sorry. Did you grow up in LA, proper LA surrounding areas?
Chicago.
Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
Sox or Cubs?
Cubs. North side.
Mm. Mm.
Usually South side is White Sox.
And yeah, I know.
Yeah, Cubs.
Jesus, the sky is falling. What do you think of the Bears' chances this year?
I don't follow sports.
So wait, Chicago, and then you moved here when?
Oh, a while ago. A long time ago. I moved here because I thought work as something in production, and that's what I ended up doing.
Right. Well, that's why we're all here, except she's a native freak.
Grew up like an hour away. It's fine. Sevan grew up like 5 hours away. He's just looking at us.
He's just looking. He was not expecting that. How stoned did you just get?
He's not. Yeah. He's got a surgery this week, so he's not stoned.
Oh, when's your surgery?
Next week. Sorry, next week. I thought it was this week.
Seb's getting surgery.
Oh, it is this week. It's Wednesday.
It's a face surgery, right?
A septoplasty, because one of his nostrils is like closed, and at night when you're trying to sleep, he's like. Yeah. I'm hoping this makes it so he doesn't die in his sleep.
Yeah, you'll have to take note. Shauna wants to do that, but. Moose still net hits her face every day, so.
Oh yeah, you can't do that, kids, huh? That we got to finish this sob scale.
Yeah, I'm waiting for you guys.
Sorry, go ahead.
Third question.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Bigfoot.
I don't know.
So no, I haven't seen Bigfoot. I don't know as a no.
But do you think that he's real?
I think there's possible. I think there's a lot of things that we haven't discovered.
Possible. Is a light yes. Possible. I don't know as a no, but a possible is a light yes.
But you need proof to have further belief.
Yes. All right, fine. That's a light no.
I think it's a no.
Fine.
Psychics?
I think there's a lot of charlatans.
Yeah.
And I think there are definitely false prophets out there. Mm-hmm. So I believe that there's probably people that can feel and see things. But, you know, again.
Do you go to psychics? Have you been to a psychic?
I've been to some. And I find that they do pick up on your appearance. I can tell.
Sure. They like cold read you, right?
Yeah. Like what you're there for. They tell you what you want to hear, that sort of thing. So I'm somebody who really kind of likes to experience something concrete for me to believe it. Like that's kind of how I fell into energy healing.
Okay. Well, I want to get to that, but one more question. One more?
Yeah.
Do you believe that life is a simulation? I don't know if you've been reading about simulation theory. It's basically all these tech bros think that that we are in a simulation. No one can really define that.
It would feel
though.
Like this. We wouldn't be able to identify it. The smaller we look, we find answers. The bigger we look, we find answers. Just like.
I don't know if it's I don't know if I subscribe to simulation theory. I think, in my opinion, and I think that we live through several lifetimes, and we put on our different meat suits for each lifetime with the set of lessons that we need to learn.
What do you think is the point? So you're talking reincarnation, right? Mm-hmm. What do you think is the point of that? Like multiple lives? Do you think like we're learning and being better every life? Or
is
do you think it's random?
Is there an end game?
I don't think there's an end game.
It's just this forever?
So. But then I don't know. I haven't grasped. I don't have the answer.
That's depressing. Can you imagine like coming back as like a starving kid in Africa? That would suck.
Yeah, and I'll just remember all those lives where I was like a fat American, just like
living
being like,
dream.
Man, there's too many choices for food. I don't want
to
eat.
Whatever happened to Tab? I really like Tab.
Wait, do you believe in reincarnation in
I
terms
do.
Of...
And I've read some stories about these children who remembered their past lives.
Willie talks about that, too.
Like this kid who remembered Natoma, you know, and he kept waking up in a you know from a nightmare screaming Natoma, and pretty soon his parents started doing some research, and there was a pilot who died on a battleship called Natoma in Pearl Harbor, and then he described his best friend, and his parents found this guy who was still alive.
Shut up.
Yeah you should look it up,
right? It's pretty
yes. Wait, then did they reach out to that guy?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He corroborated the kid's story. And then all those memories just fell away, and the kid was a normal kid.
But then did him and the kid become best friends?
I don't think so.
Have another drink, just like we used to do.
No, fuck. God, I hate that. I hate that. I hate
it. Wade doesn't like it when paranormal things could possibly be true, because that means all of the other paranormal stuff could possibly
it's
be
not
true.
Even that it's that like this perpetual hamster wheel does not stop. I thought death would be the respite.
No, sorry dude, what do you think you're learning in this life? Just how angry you can be.
I don't listen. I don't think I'm angry.
All right, I'm and you're learning how to lie.
I'm a very positive person.
Okay.
You fucking bitch. It's true, and you all know it. I'm the most positive person up here. I don't know about Christine. You might
be
more positive.
I think Christine's pretty positive. I mean, for my experiences, she's pretty positive. She didn't complain once on set.
That's true, and thank you so much.
You went through a lot of, after a long day having to get all your makeup off.
It was fun. I had fun.
Well, we appreciate you having
a great group of people.
You being there. And all these other actors sucked. And No, they were all great, but then they would complain all the time.
I'm tired. When's dinner? Mm-hmm. I should have blocked this before.
Give me more vegan options. You know what I would have done?
You know what we should do?
No, we had a hard time because everybody was free and we had a challenging schedule. And
but listen, if you don't know what we're talking about, we just shot a movie. Jake Steed hates his mom. Christine was the titular mom. And you fucking killed it. And I also wanted to ask you, I meant to ask you this when we were shooting, but I kind of didn't want to fuck with it. Are you Filipino?
I am.
Okay.
And Chinese.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a thing with pointing with the lips?
Yes.
That your mom does? Or not my is that mom, a cultural thing?
Sort of a cultural
my mom used
thing.
To do it.
Yes. Really?
Yeah.
So do I saw you doing that and I was like, okay, that must be a thing.
Yes. I like to go.
Yeah. That's so funny to me.
You get my slippers?
Yeah.
Right there.
Like, you've got two arms, is the point.
Yeah, but you're usually, like, doing or cleaning or cooking.
You're making the soup.
It's the Philippines. You're doing something else with your hands. We don't even have forks or spoons. We use our hands. So it's like, hey, give me the napkin. Right there. Right there.
Makes sense.
But also, we were very lucky because we the whole time we just planned on a stunt double to be the Aswang, the Filipino monster, because... It's just too much to ask of anyone. And she ended up playing the Aswang, and she did amazing.
It was, yeah, I mean, the first take, you like threw your head into a chair. You like threw yourself against the wall and then fell down and banged your head on a chair. And I was like, oh my fucking God, what are we doing?
We're going to kill this woman.
But you committed.
And you signed a waiver.
The most important thing. So I forgot. Yes. Yes. No.
Yes.
Kind of a no. Psychics, you were kind of like a no. Well,
I believe that they're like Edgar Cayce, for instance.
Jesus Christ. So you do know about this shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
But Edgar Cayce is like.
Four. No, three.
I know that I bring him up a lot, but he has so many credible stories. It's fucking nuts.
So I think of four, honestly.
Four? But she doesn't believe in Bigfoot or the simulation. Three.
Okay, but she seems more like a four. But she can be a three. You want to be a three?
Three still means you're open-minded.
So does zero.
Open-minded.
See?
Zero means open-minded? Just don't believe in anything yet. It's agnostic.
Yet. Don't believe in anything yet.
It's not atheist. It's agnostic.
Yeah. All right.
All right, you're a three. Congratulations.
Woo-woo!
Right in the middle. You're a what?
I'm a four, but four. I'm a simulation four.
I'm a
He's
Bigfoot
a Bigfoot four.
I'm a simulation one.
It's the only thing he believes in is the simulation.
Oh, well, and aliens, I guess. Should I be a two? I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe 1.5.
You don't think they've been here, though.
I don't believe they've been here.
1.5. 1.33. All right.
Now that we got that out of the way.
Now that we're halfway through the show.
Willie, hit us with the topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, energy healing, light healing, healers? What is it? What do they do? Do we as humans have the ability to heal ourselves and others? Does science need to back up any of this? Or is it all mind over matter? And if it is mind over matter, isn't that enough? Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
All right, so you got into, you call it energy healing or light healing? Which do you call it?
It's the same, I think.
What do you do, though?
What do I do? Well, I've studied the Akashic Records. I've studied the sleep
my God.
The light work.
You're very into this. That's so into it. That is so into it.
And kahuna healing, yeah.
Do you so you believe in the Akashic Records?
Yes, I do.
We talked to an alien who talked to the what are they called?
She was channeling
was
a galactic council.
What are they called?
Lunarians?
Well, it was a galactic council. It was made up of different races.
But it was the people who watch over the Akashic Is that
yeah, you're right.
Records. It was I can't use my words. It was Council of Nicaea. Isn't that a thing?
No. It was the Orion Council.
Oh.
Council of
obviously.
Yeah. I look like an idiot now.
But yeah, the Orion Council, according to her, was she was a starseed and she was channeling 8 or 9 different beings that were all.
It was hilarious. It was so funny. And what? She was wrong about everything.
Oh.
And that's why I don't believe in this stuff. Akashic record. Wait, I'm sorry.
I just want to know more about the light healing.
Yeah, me too. That's what I was going to get into.
Yeah.
So what is light healing? How did you get into
it? Or energy healing. Sorry, energy healing.
Well, I'm a skeptic, but I'm always very curious because I want to see like what my experience is like around this. So I happen to found myself in a class in West LA. I have no idea how I found out about it because none of my friends knew about it. So I'm like, how did I end up in this class?
What kind of class was it?
It was an energy healing class.
Oh, okay.
Great.
And you just manifested there. And you have no idea.
It's like Star Trek. She just,
I don't remember how I found out about it.
I don't remember how I drove home last night.
That's awesome.
I was there and I thought, okay, let's just like, I'm just going to watch what's going on. And these people may be weird. And I'm just going to keep an open mind. You know?
And so you were a little weirded out by it?
Well, I'm a skeptic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then we did a circle where we were sending light to each other. And as we were doing it, I would kind of fall into this like trance where I could hear everything that's going on, but I'd kind of fall in an in-between state. Like I wasn't asleep, but I wasn't awake. And then I would sort of travel. And I was like, what the hell is going on? And then I'd wake up as soon as we're done with the circle. So I'm like, there's something going on and I feel really good. And I feel like lighter. So I'll come back next class.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, and then how did it work? Like, so they were teaching you how to do it?
Well, we were just sending light to each other. We were the teacher, who is my teacher, would just tell us, you know, we're going to sit in a circle and we'll send light to you, to Wade, to Aaron, to Willie, and then we just close our eyes and we do that. And eventually, I could feel like the energy hitting me. It was weird. But that's after many classes. After I stopped dozing off, because I would kept dozing off the first few classes. But I'd wake up as soon as the circle was done. So I thought, well, I can't explain it, but how do I feel? Do I feel better? Do I feel good? Do I feel energized? And if I do, then might as well like try to see what happens next.
So then what did you, how did you?
And then she would partner us sometimes with people and just some random people in class that I didn't know. And
freaks, weirdos.
Come on.
At least one of them had a tank top on,
well,
right?
I'm one of the weirdos.
Okay? No, I just mean like anytime there's a group of strangers around, one of them's definitely wearing flip-flops.
Yes, there were definitely those.
Couple crunchy people.
And they're definitely like weirdos. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always par for the course, especially when dealing with this kind of stuff.
Sure.
So then I was reading this one girl, and I saw like this heart beating, but it was like kind of struggling. And I was like, and the purpose of the exercise was to take note of what you see and send light to it to heal. And I was like, okay, it's a heart. It doesn't look like a broken heart, but it's the heart kind of struggling, so I'll send light to it. And then I saw a volcano, a model volcano, and I'm like, okay, this makes zero sense, but I guess I have to tell her I see this light in this volcano, and she's going to think, fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
So I told her, and she was just like looking at me, and I'm like, okay, she's going to tell me, what the fuck was that? And she told me, you know, I'm here because my fiance had a heart attack, and it happened while we were building a model volcano.
Shut up.
Yeah, so I was like, fuck, really?
Well, I'm more surprised that an adult couple was building a model volcano.
It was for a commercial they were doing.
Yeah. Oh, they're tradespeople. Okay. Yeah.
You don't think they could just like have fun?
No.
It's like the movie Ghost, but they're making a volcano instead of ceramic.
No one does that.
Oh, come on.
That's insane.
Oh, come on. Some people do it.
I was right. It's for work.
I know, but come on.
So now that is retrospective. So how does that help her moving forward?
Well, again, a rational mind wants this proof, but a lot of thing with energy is just like, I don't know how it works. I don't know.
Just acknowledging it might be the cure.
Yeah, because I can't rationalize it. I can't measure how much of that has actually healed her boyfriend or her.
And so, like, this is a great fun example, because it's kind of like, to me, it's like an example of seeing is believing. But can you repeat this? You know, and so, like, the hard part about this is it all gets clumped into the same, even paranormal thing.
Like,
you know,
new wave, crystals,
religious, kinda. Starseed, shaman.
Are you into crystals? You believe in that?
Some.
Okay.
Some.
Auras and stuff?
Yeah, some.
Nuggets lost, by the way.
Ah, Jim.
Do you believe in auras? Yeah?
Yeah.
We had our auras read. But the guy kept belching. Have you heard this story?
No,
so like the guy... When he was doing, I think it was my reading, right? He kept belching. And then he was like, oh, that's good. That's like the things, the toxins, they're like leaving your body or something.
Leaving your body? What? Leaving your body or his body?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, that's really...
Like, no, bro.
That's good.
You just had a bad lunch. Like,
your aura
don't try to tell me that this is like a fucking... This is not a thing, man. You're having an embarrassing moment and you're playing like... And then my whole aura was like red. I don't know what that means.
It probably means that you got burp all over you.
Yeah.
Red is hot.
Yeah, red is hot. Red is burped or farted on. That's what red is.
But yeah, so we were in Sedona doing that. And Sedona is like the capital of like crystals and like fucking all that
there.
Shit. Yeah, there's portals there.
Mm-hmm. Energy portals. Starseeds move there.
I don't believe that shit. Mm-hmm.
There's more crystal shops than fast food shops.
Yeah, 100%. Like 1,000.
Is there a drive-through crystal shop? Because if there's not, let's open it.
Yeah.
I'll take 3 rose quartz spheres. I'll take what do you want?
Oh, I need something to help me sleep.
Okay, give me the Labradorite. Can I get the Labradorite? Okay, cool.
And I just want something to put under my bed to get the perfect partner.
All right, an amethyst. Wrap that all up.
I think that alien lady gave me an amethyst.
Oh?
I think so. I kept them in my bed for a while until my cat like hit them off, and then now they're wherever.
Get these things out of here. This is the wrong energy.
They didn't do shit.
Christine, how much healing outside of your class have you done? Have you like
just friends? I didn't. Yeah, somebody told me that I should start like healing. I'm like, nah, I don't really want to.
What's like the actual? What's the actual process? Like, what do you do with your
friends?
It depends.
It depends on what's being called. What you know? What the situation calls for.
Would you cure Aaron right now?
I don't cure people.
There's nothing wrong with me.
Just cure
me.
Make her.
I'm this height forever.
In this realm of I'm gonna say shamanism. You know, just like there's
bad
one
chair
I back. One really? Idea
the
that
chair
sorry, keep talking.
I have a thing pool. With this chair. I don't like this chair.
Oh, it's the one.
Switch chairs with me so that he can finish his.
Let's
thought.
Switch chairs. All right, you finish your thought.
There's one idea that not everyone has these abilities to perceive other realms or to heal in this realm.
Thank you.
And so the shamans would do this for four villages. They'd be the ones to connect to their trauma and or just anything in that realm. And then another idea is that we actually all are capable of this, but not everyone's looking or not everyone even believes in it. So so that's always my question is like, are we disconnected from it because we haven't experienced it, or there's just some people that can perceive it more, and that's just how it is. And I know that there's not a finite answer, but
it's interesting though. Like it, like if like with Christine, for example, if she didn't go to that class, this wouldn't be a thing that you did, right? And so like there is like the sort of like Oh damn! What's my word?
Destiny.
No. Ignorance kind of thing. It's like, could I be an amazing Hi-Li player? Maybe.
He would Hi-Li.
I never played Hi-Li. What if I was amazing at Hi-Li?
You're not amazing at Hi-Li. You do not have a Hi-Li player's body. I'm sorry.
If I was a Hi-Li player, I might develop a Hi-Li player's body. The whole point is, what if I was great at skydiving? Is that a thing you can be great at?
Yeah.
But
sure,
no one has ever introduced me to that. And so that's what I'm talking about with you and healing and shit. It's like, I kind of feel, I don't know, man. I feel like I'm an empath, right? What are you scoffing for?
He has great stories of, even saving that cat. He can, like, pet and talk to animals that bite people.
What?
I mean, you know, just saying, like...
Empathy.
But what does this have to do with energy healing?
It's the same thing. Energy healing and empathy are the same thing.
All right. All right.
I just haven't...
Christine shaking her head at me like, okay, he's right. I believe Christine.
Yeah, exactly. You. Maybe you should believe me a little bit more because I do know what I'm talking about. It's putting
books.
It into
she
practice, right? It's like, yeah, you can like be psychic, for lack of a better word, but until you like put it into practice, you're not like you're not like exercising it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going off what you were saying of like, some people don't know, some people do, right?
Because like when I was reading about this, it's like, oh, do you have what it takes to be a healer? Here are some signs of what a person could be that actually is a healer, that, and they don't know it yet, you know, that like they connect to, you have empathy, you can connect to.
Did you have any like spontaneous healing moments in the past?
Mm-mm.
Like no, like weird energy things, like you don't walk by a light bulb and it kind of flickers, that happens to you a lot? No, nothing.
Mm-mm.
Does that happen
like,
to you?
I'm gonna go.
I used to have a problem with electronics.
Sometimes. Like, it happened a lot with my dad growing up, too.
You would walk by a light bulb and it would flicker?
You go by, like, light posts in the street and sometimes they flicker as you walk by.
Oh, it's a motion detector.
Mm-mm. Oh, okay. It's a motion detector.
But I always wonder if there is a... my parallel is trying to explain how you see the world to a blind person. Maybe there is a perception.
No, it's blue, you idiot. It's blue.
Looks kind of crooked.
You don't know? They don't even know what crooked is.
Yeah.
I don't understand the concept of straight or crooked.
But like, so, like
I've never seen anything.
If you don't have the perception
like this,
of
or
the
this.
Energy,
this
you know?
Or this.
But I think everybody has the ability. I really do. But I think from infancy, we're just, you know, it's maybe socialization, the way the world is explained.
The same way that we're taught dreams mean nothing.
Yes.
Dreams are nothing.
Exactly.
Well, we can analyze it. Oh, there was a fork in it. That just means you're just stressed.
Hang on. Who taught you that dreams meant nothing? That is not a part of my upbringing.
The
church?
No, I mean the fucking...
Christine, are you religious?
Does Freud say that they mean something besides...
I was raised Catholic, but no, I'm agnostic.
Yeah. Why is that? That everyone who was raised Catholic is not Catholic. It's such a toxic fucking thing.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that about a lot of religions. I don't know a lot of people.
Well, every religion, I think.
Yeah, that like are raised in a religion. They're like, oh, I'm gonna stick to this. This feels right.
The only Mormon friend I had got his girlfriend pregnant in like ninth grade.
Oh well, I know a lot of Mormons that are still Mormon.
Sorry, I was stumped on the dream thing because I'm like, well, I don't necessarily mean that they, I'm not necessarily saying that they mean nothing. But when somebody has a dream that someone's about to die, a premonition of some sort, they're like, you know, that, oh, that was nothing, you know, like you just, that was just random. Or also in the same vein that like the dream place isn't a real place that you can visit, that like, it's just a dream. It's not like a place you can go to.
When you guys dream about someone and they die, do you call them?
I haven't dreamt of anyone.
You haven't?
I've never dreamt of anyone dying.
I don't want to warn them.
For real? Oh, I do.
Do you remember your dreams a lot?
Sometimes. If I'm in a rush, usually when I wake up, I don't. It all disappears.
Do you lucid dream a lot?
Mm-mm.
No?
Sometimes. But I think it's also because when I wake up, I'm usually like, oh, fuck, I have to be somewhere.
See,
and then it's all gone. It's like, oh, shit, what did I just...
What time is it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Do you ever feel like sometimes you wake up and you wake up and you're like, oh, fuck, I need to get back. Like, you left something to do in that world. I hate that feeling. I don't know.
Have you ever popped back into... I have once.
Yeah. Mm.
Then like, back into back like in. you were dreaming and then you woke up and then you went back to sleep and got back in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. If I did, it wasn't fulfilling. You know how like when you're having a dream and it's like awesome, and you wake up and you're like, fuck. And then you go back to sleep and you're like, I want to get back into that. Even if I do get back into it, it's like not as fun anymore.
Mm.
And I also died once in my dream. Have you died in your dream?
I've been like stabbed or shot in my dream, but I've never died.
I died.
I fell and landed on the ground. I was dead. What did you do?
There was a serial killer and he came to the house and I was hiding behind a chair and I was looking under the chair and then I just saw like a knife. Very cinematic dream. Saw a knife like come, like he like had released a knife, and then I was a ghost for the rest of the dream. And I helped get my sister killed.
Oh yeah, I remember you saying that.
Were you playing like Phasmophobia?
I was like a slave. I don't know what that is.
It's a game.
I was like a slave to him because he killed me. Uh-huh. And then I had to do his bidding.
That sounds terrifying.
And I told my sister to climb out onto the roof, and then he killed her.
You died in a dream, Christine?
No, but I had a dream with Vincent D'Onofrio chasing me, and he was like some kind of killer guy, and my friend was there.
Vincent D'Onofrio, stop chasing me!
And I left. I gave him my friend because I was like,
oh no!
Oh, see, that's what sucks.
And I told my friend about it, and she's like, you fucking left
me. Yeah.
You bitch.
I sacrificed my sister. You sacrificed your friend.
This brunch is over.
But it's endless mimosas. We should stay.
Well, that's why I'm
no.
I'm ending it.
I'm not an actor, Christine.
So do you still do this class?
Not as often, no. I just do my practice at home.
So no one's ever energy healed you?
Oh, my teacher.
But current, like recently, I mean.
My teacher. Every few months.
Every few months?
Mm-hmm. You go for like a tune-up.
Yeah.
It's like a therapy or something, but you just sit there and don't say anything?
Sometimes she sees past lives, and then she'll, you know.
What's your best past life?
They all suck. Most past lives that come up are, and I asked her about that. I said, "How come it's always like death and devastation?" And she's like, "Well, your vacation lives are great, so you don't hang on to them. They're great lives. Mm-hmm. The ones you hang on to are the ones where you were maimed or killed or, you know,
that
decapitated.
Sucks. So yeah. Then you just carry these scars with you.
Mm-hmm. So this is like, not to just jump into reincarnation, but it's crazy to me because when you hear like these children that have reincarnation stories that turn out to be legit and then they just lose it, it's just weird to me because it's like, well, that's almost like, I don't know if it's proof that the past lives don't matter in this one. And you weren't supposed to carry that on with you because we just don't do that naturally. Or, I mean, or if there's something else, you know, because like if you look at, you know, there's 8 billion lives on the planet right now. Is that right? 8 billion?
It's up there.
And there was not like 100 years ago. And what are these extra souls doing here? Are there other creatures coming here to have an experience? Or
do the deers get promoted?
I think we're a prison planet.
I don't know. I can't answer that.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, though. Do you believe?
But I
can
think
we
that's
do...
the rational mind trying to figure out, oh, if this is an empty space, who fills that space up?
But know? Can like, we be crickets?
Too many.
Can I be a cricket in my next life? Or is it just humans?
I don't know. I would think.
What are your thoughts, though?
Well, I believe that, you know, animals have spirits, too.
Yeah. They're the best.
Definitely. Like cats and dogs, and they're sentient beings.
Cats,
you know?
Especially.
Yeah.
I love cats.
He's got a cat.
She's the best. She's a little alien, and she's fluffy, and I get her in my house, and I can just pet her all the time. That should be illegal. It's so amazing.
It's the slave that I feed and pet.
Yeah. I would love to be a cat. That would be. Do you ever think that like your cat is like a grandma or something? Like
do you
your
have a
grandma?
Cat, Christine?
I did. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
No.
What happened?
No, I just want a break from animals for a little bit.
Oh.
Just because, you know, it's like a 20-year.
It's a job.
Yeah.
Oh, but they're so sweet.
They are.
Then
they are.
You get home and no cat comes up to you.
I know.
Yeah, but it also doesn't smell like poop in her house.
It doesn't smell like poop.
There isn't like something broken. Like, oh, so there's something broken now. Thanks, cat.
That's why you love them, man, because they break your shit. And they're
no,
like, this
no.
didn't matter to you. Fuck you. This didn't matter.
Swisher broke our coffee pot. That is the most important thing to me.
Get a new one. Get a
How
new
did
one.
That happen? Knocking off the counter?
Yeah, she just knocked it. She just knocked it over. Anyway, I can't heal that with light, huh?
So
speaking of the topic.
Do you feel like you have perceived things without your regular perceptions? I guess what I'm getting
loaded
at is
question.
It's totally loaded. But like when you saw that flash of light, was it just your eyes? Would you have seen the light with your eyes closed? You know, that's what I'm getting at. That energy that is passing between you and the class and
that was before the class when I saw that. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I just saw a flash of light and I was like, I mean, it's like, what the hell? You know, where's that coming from?
Well, the weirdest thing about your story is that like both you and your friend had.
Because my condition to when I spoke to my mom in the ether, you know, and she had passed away already. My condition was I didn't want an apparition. I forgot to say that. I didn't want an apparition. I wanted to make sure I was with somebody who can corroborate that what I was feeling actually took place.
So you laid down like rules.
I wrote rules.
Which is great. And you know what's funny? If you talked about this in church, the rules would be, well, this is something else that's claiming to be your mom. And it takes away all the paranormal stuff. Yeah. Like, well, that's Satan pretending to be your mom.
So what was the actual, so when that happened and those rules that you had like decided, it just proved to you that there is an afterlife?
That's pretty much it. And it eases the idea of death because not that I would usher it in, you know, but it's just
I would.
Oh, well. But it's like, oh wow, okay. So it's just some sort of transmutation of energy.
So, but okay,
else.
But how do you parse it with like there is an afterlife, but also reincarnation? So, is your mother's energy residual, and she's in someone, or is she split, or? Well, what do you think, though?
I don't know. I don't know.
Just as long as it's comforting,
yeah.
I guess.
And that's
actually
great. At
the same time, I don't want her hanging around. I want her to go wherever she needs to go. You know, it's like, yeah. I'm like, go wherever you need to go. Don't hang around.
I got private stuff to do. Yeah. Please do not watch.
Exactly.
And then, so, with the energy healing, I know you're like, I don't want to say amateur, but you're not a pro because you don't charge for it. You just do it with your,
she's a hobbyist.
With your friends and stuff. Is there a do you when you're doing it with your friends do you know is there a zone that you get into and you know that it's working or do you just do it and then it's all on them?
It's all on them.
And how many of them? What's your percentage of people going like, yeah, oh, I felt something.
I mean, I don't really gauge it on that because some people will deny what they're feeling. So I'm just like, I'm just going to do it. You feel something, it's on you. I don't need to hear about it.
It's like, yeah.
You don't think it's working? Fine.
Well,
don't
yeah.
come back.
Like,
you
don't
think it's working?
Of course.
Great. You know?
Yeah. 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 Like,
don't
yeah, like.
I
don't
need a validation. One
see, this
or
is
the other.
Aaron, this is why I'm not a skeptic. If you did an energy thing on me, I would not go into it being like, this isn't going to work. All I want is help.
You can be a skeptic and still be open to it working.
Yeah, but you, every time I say that I'm open-minded or something, you kind of like roll your eyes. I swear to God, I am open-minded.
Cause and effect, huh? Cause and effect.
What does that mean?
I don't know. You say I'm open-minded and it causes an effect in me that I roll my eyes like this.
All I know is I'm transcendent. I'm the best person in the world. I got it all figured out.
Okay. Well, lived a dream, right? You lived a dream. What are you hoping? Like, are you going to try to expand your healing knowledge in the future? Like, now that you're doing this and you're like, this kind of works, I'm into it. Are you going to try and, like, do other things?
I don't know. I mean, for now, it just helps center me because, you know, the world progresses at such a fast pace sometimes, and sometimes the stressors accumulate. Mm-hmm. So it's like I use it to just like keep myself grounded. It works sometimes, and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah,
because you know,
but it's almost like
part,
meditation, right?
What's that?
It's like meditation,
yes.
Kind of.
Mm-hmm. It's the first thing I do in the morning. I just like surround myself with light, and then you know, I do this little ritual that I do, and it centers me, and then I'm just ready to greet the day. And I think it just helps me show up in the world a little bit better.
And you're just a delight to everyone.
Not all the time.
But I feel like that's the thing, right? Like if you just decide to be like a fun, energetic person, then that's what you are, right? And like meditation can psych you into that.
To some extent, yeah, but I'm human, so I'm subjected to being angry, to being, you know, frustrated, and all those things. It's not like I've transcended.
What's
that
the last thing you got angry about?
What's that?
What's the last thing you got angry about?
Probably traffic.
You gotta listen to podcasts.
Bad drivers.
Yeah. You gotta listen to podcasts. Take your mind off of that.
Yeah.
See, this is why I'm transcendent. I got an answer for everything. What's the last thing that you made you mad?
Transcendent means me.
Yeah.
Oh my
Don't
god.
Don't say me right now.
No, just like probably like something someone did to the house during the shoot. Probably someone spraying champagne all over my walls.
Sevan said to do that.
Oh, it's all Sevan's fault.
Well, it wasn't Sam. He didn't decide to do it.
Well, I could still be mad even if it was Sevan's fault. Doesn't mean I'm going to yell at him.
I want you guys to fight.
He wants us to fight so bad.
They claim that they have never fought.
We've never
and I
fought.
Think that's total that's bullshit.
So great.
Yeah, we've never fought.
It's bullshit.
It's not bullshit.
Can you be in a relationship without fighting?
Yeah. Look it, I'm in it. Check it out. It's awesome. We got
a
garden.
A
he makes breakfast
there's
every
a countdown.
Morning. Ooh.
What if he doesn't make breakfast?
Then I make it.
Ah, touche.
There's some light healing here in this relationship.
Yeah, I guess maybe you guys found your fucking...
My twin flame.
Your yin and yang kind of bullshit. What else about healing, like about light healing or energy healing? Do you want to say anything? We've got 3 minutes of the regular show.
I don't know. What else? I mean... If people want to try it out, find a good healer. I don't know. Because there's a lot of people
actually...
that can claim that they can do that. And there's...
But can you actually...
out there.
Like, can you actually... Like, what do you actually do? What did your teacher say to do it? You just close your eyes and then send light?
Well, it depends on what I'm doing. If I'm doing the Akashic Records, I usually do this little prayer beforehand.
Oh, wait. Hang on. What about the Akashic Records?
Supposedly, right? Supposedly, we read this little prayer,
mm-hmm.
and then it's the gateway into that person's Akashic Records. So they have to give us permission before we go in. And then we can answer their questions, supposedly.
And everybody reading it will have a different answer for the same person. Because your consciousness will read it differently than...
It's like a horoscope.
So I just want to say this. To me, the Akashic Records kind of leans into simulation theory, because if there were... If all moments of sentient beings were recorded in some way...
which is a fucking nightmare.
This would be reading the simulation, you know?
Code, right? It's like it's millions of pages of code, but it's thoughts. It's a bunny rabbit going like, I need food. That's all in there? Or it's just humans? Would you stop?
My understanding was every sentient being, all of their thoughts, all of their experiences.
Throughout all lifetimes.
Yeah. So every rabbit, every dog, every deer...
Why are you trying to read a dog's Akashic record?
I'm saying the amount of text that this thing must be is the equivalent of a computer program where it's 00111010101 for a billion.
Yeah, that's
pages.
Why I'm like, oh, you can read this? Like, you have the ability to tap into something that can help someone, because that's what Edgar Casey's healing was.
But how does it help though? Like, because you just said it's subjective, right? So if I read it, it's different than when you read it.
Yeah.
So how does that help anyone? Because that's like arguing over music.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, and I that's the thing, is that like it works, but it doesn't. It doesn't. It's like we can't wrap our minds around it. It's the same way that I always bring up that we have paradoxes, because we can't think beyond it all crashing upon itself. So it's like it was either made by higher intelligence or is not meant to be read by everyone, or I don't know, you know?
Well, Christine's read it, so...
Oh, I don't know if it's the right one.
She's just like picking records off the wall, like maybe it's this one.
But honestly, when you...
Cup of flowers, 2 sticks of butter. No, this isn't the right one. This is not the right one.
Brown sugar? Not in my bun case. But when you do tap into the Akashic Records, are you seeing things, or is it just beaming into your brain?
It's just whatever comes to me. And then I relay it, and sometimes it makes total sense to somebody else, you know, and I'm like, okay, I guess it made sense to you, you know.
Interesting. So that, I mean, that is kind of the Edgar Casey thing, right? Where you're just like saying something that doesn't mean anything to you.
Or I'll see images, back to images, because I think it's the right brain that's really talking.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot, the right brain communicates with images that make no sense.
Can you name an image that you saw?
A chicken. But, you know, it's just like, okay, what does the chicken stand
what
for?
What did the person say? Did it mean anything?
I go look it up. I don't know what that means.
A chicken killed my mother. Oh, my gosh.
Everything I'm seeing is someone's parents dying.
Scotty God says, I use a cosmic VPN. I love that.
Thanks, Scotty God.
Okay, we should wrap it up. Christine, thank you for being here. Thank you for talking. Do you want to stick around and do the bonus?
Sure.
Hell yeah.
So we're going to be back. We're going to be back in about 5 minutes. We're going to do real life more sci-fi where things get a little sultry. We all take our clothes off and it's very fun. What? Aaron, do you have any final thoughts? I feel like we talked over you too much. Do you have any...
I think that people have an innate power to heal themselves. That's why you get a cut and it heals over and makes a scar. I think that if you have the ability to do that, you can use your mind to progress that further and faster and heal parts of yourself that are unseen.
Like if you're molested.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Time heals all wounds.
Time and some therapy, outside therapy, heals all wounds.
Or energy healing.
But also therapy.
My heart is healed. I healed it. I'm all good.
Willie healed his heart. He says, "I love you" to his heart every night. To his heart.
Is that true?
Yeah, he said that like episodes ago.
Remember I was having heart problems?
No, I remember you had a lump or something. How's that lump?
I don't feel it anymore.
All right, great.
It's gone.
Because you prayed
healed.
It away.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
The program. Praise the program.
Stick around on Twitch. We'll be back in 5 minutes. If you're listening, thank you for listening. Go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. Bonus episodes. twitch.tv/reallifesci-fi is where we're doing this now. And every couple of weeks, shrobhomevideo.com. Usually on Sunday. Stick around. We're doing real life more sci-fi with our good friend Christine Cabana coming up next. Real life sci-fi. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you.